Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Well, welcome to After Hours with me, Rick Hogan. We do have some music that we'll play for you tonight. It's the premiere of Michael Miles's latest CD. It's a compilation of American hit songs from 1926 to 1973. So many of you will remember those. This first hour is devoted to the fine folks from the Dearborn Garden Walk, what I think is the highlight. You can have Taste of Chicago. You can have 4th of July celebration, but the Dearborn Garden Walk, to my mind, is the event of the summer. So it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Peg Callard, who I know, Mimi Winter, and Margo Sanita, who I don't know. Hi, ladies.
Well, hi, Rick.
Nice to see you. To sit closer to the microphone.
Oh, I have.
She's like, well, I like this. This is fine. It's not as fragile as it looks. You two, Mimi and Margo, are filling some pretty big shoes. Regular listeners to this program will remember that for, Peg tells me, the last 17, count them, 17 years, Woody Olson and Greg Hodapp have been in here to discuss the Dearborn Garden Walk. Woody and Greg have retired, I guess. Is that the right word?
Yes,
I mean, you guys
retired.
Don't get paid to do this, but they have taken a lengthy leave of absence. They're going to move from Chicago, probably maybe to Florida. And you two are now charged with filling those gigantic shoes. How did that come about?
Well, they are very big shoes to fill, and it was kind of being coerced.
I knew there was some arm twisting involved in this.
Part of this. Actually, I was at a meeting over a year ago with Woody and Greg, where the topic of the meeting was the garden walk and adding new features to the walk. And at this meeting, about maybe 30 people there, no one was coming up with any new ideas, and the new kid on the block raised my hand.
Oh, you dummy.
Yeah.
Dummy.
Never
yes.
Volunteer.
How would you know?
First mistake.
But I said, you know, this garden walk is so special, and it attracts gardeners not only from the Chicago area.
Oh, no question.
From Wisconsin, Indiana. They're people from
over. I actually, and this year's takes place on July 17th. You'll get all the information in this hour. But I have met, in my experiences over the years, there are international travelers who are fascinated by
Absolutely.
The notion of sort of hidden Chicago gardens.
I met a
lovely couple from Spain. So it was at that meeting that Greg and Woody said, well, you seem to have a bunch of ideas for retiring. It couldn't have been that simple, was it?
Well, it was one of those things that I suggested that we might add some gardening seminars to the garden walk as an adjunct to the garden walk. And they said, wonderful, go ahead.
We're gone.
Oh, I didn't mean that I was going to do it.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, no, you can go ahead, do that.
Well,
so we did.
You may know, were Greg and Woody planning to have last year be their last, were they?
Yes, I think so.
They had been telling us for a couple of years that they were getting tired and that we should, the NDA should suggest to other people to come in and help them for the last year or two so that they could get a sense of what was going on. Well, it didn't happen. It should have happened, but it didn't. So suddenly the time came for them to leave, and here we were.
Do you two? And then Peg, you can tell me if they tell the truth in answering this question. Do you two feel overwhelmed or excited?
You know,
or anxious, overwhelmed, excited, or a combination?
It was exciting and stupid, but we did not feel overwhelmed until we started doing it. And the more you do, the more you see that needs to be done. And we thought, oh, Woody and Greg must have worked 24/7 to get this garden walk going each and every year, because it's always a little bit different. There's always new things coming up. Oh, my God.
Peg Keller, you tell me you're now the president of the North Dearborn Association, and this garden walk is actually called the North Dearborn Association's annual Dearborn Garden Walk. This is the 58th year of the garden walk, and the association is a couple years older.
Yes.
The association started to not just highlight the Gold Coast, and that is where this walk takes place, roughly between North and Division and Lakeshore Drive and LaSalle Street.
Yes.
The Gold Coast was a, everybody now knows, I hope, that it's a rarefied, lovely, as lovely a neighborhood as there is in Chicago, if not this entire U.S. of A. It was a beleaguered neighborhood then, wasn't it? There was a need to sort of help. Clark Street was a mess of saloons and opium dens and flop houses and
truly,
the Plaza Hotel
truly,
where the Latin School is now.
And so many of the grand old homes had turned into single-room dwellings.
Yeah, yeah.
So rooming that the houses. Existing families who were moneyed and had wonderful houses rallied together and began the North Dearborn Association. And for in 60 years for it to come this far is really testimony.
How many members do you have?
Members, probably 750.
Wow. The neighborhood's also changed in many ways in that at some points there were the majority, I think, of the people living in that area of the Gold Coast where I remember when some of the buildings near the Ambassadors were filled with stewardesses. You know what I mean? I remember when Hefner lived in the Gold Coast. It's now a lot of families, is it not? That
definitely.
That whole transformation has happened. Some of those grand old homes years ago were converted from these kind of flop houses to
definitely
back to the kind of mansion-like.
Right.
But what else is wonderful about that transformation is that many of the elderly people, as they age, have now been rewarded by assisted living being built in the area so they can stay in the area.
How long have you lived there?
35 years.
Why did you move there in the first place?
Because I had two children. I was way out in Riverside, and they were doing things like taking classes at the Art Institute, and my husband was a Chicagoan. And it was timely, and it was wonderful for the children. It was just a nice move.
Yeah.
And I think so many people think that when they move back.
Now, what about you two, Mimi and Margot? When did you move into the neighborhood? You may not live specifically in that. You do live specifically in that area, as I defined it. Do you have to live in that specific an area to be a member of the North Dearborn Association? I didn't think so.
No, absolutely not. We're welcoming of all Chicagoans into the association.
About 25 years ago, my husband was at the U of C in the MBA program. And I would come downtown to the Gleacher Center occasionally with him and talk with...
Which is now right over here, right behind the Tribune.
Right. Dr. Fackler's secretary lived in the Gold Coast. And I can remember saying to her, I'd love to live down here. And when we retire, I think maybe this is where we'll come. And I said, where do you live specifically in the Gold Coast? She told me it was in the Gold Coast area. Then she told me about the gardens, and I said, that's it. That's all I need to hear, because the garden walks were going on. She said, you need to come in the summer to the garden walk.
Where were you living? Where did you move from?
At that time, we were in Valparaiso.
Wow. So you came from Riverside. You came from Valparaiso. Now you, how did you get to the Gold Coast?
I was living in Old Irving in Chicago.
Okay. At least that's in Chicago. At least it's in Illinois.
Right.
Yeah.
And married a professor from Loyola University. And he wanted to live within walking distance of the university, and where we live is just 1 mile away from Loyola's downtown campus, the business school campus.
Wow. When did you move into the neighborhood?
16 years ago.
Wow. I am talking this entire hour with Peg Callard, who is the president of the North Dearborn Association, and Mimi Winter and Margot Zanida, who are the, what do you, are the co-chairs of the Dearborn, is that what you guys
right,
are?
Right, we're a team.
Okay, you're the co-chairs, the new Woody and Greg of right. the Dearborn Garden Walk, which takes place on November 17th. You can get all the information you need at DearbornGardenWalk.com. You will get a lot more information if you stay tuned through this commercial break. These lovely ladies are going to be on all the way until 10 o'clock. Michael Miles is one of the great banjo players in the history of this country. This is him playing the guitar on a new CD called A-Sides. It's a collection of very familiar tune, like a real interesting mix for everybody from Al Green to Stevie Wonder to George Gershwin. You're going to be hearing more of that throughout the show. This hour is devoted to the North Dearborn Garden Walk. I guess that's the formal name. It takes place on July 17th from roughly, noonish, like noon to 5 or 4 or something.
Noon to 5.
It is not that kind of garden walk that many of you may be used to, that is actually garden walks or things masquerading as garden walks are actually like street festivals filled with loud music and beer-soaked nonsense and some nice gardens. This is where the focus is so firmly on the gardens, most of them kind of hidden gems within the city and hidden gems within that jewel of a neighborhood called the Gold Coast, roughly from North Avenue to Division Street, from Lakeshore Drive to LaSalle Street. Peg Callard is the president of the North Dearborn Association. Mimi Winter and Margot Sanida are the co-chairs of this year's event. How, and you, have you been, have do you have, you two ladies have, see, Woody and Greg Hodup and Woody Olson, who did this for the last 17 years on the show, I knew everything there was to know about them, to a point. Do you both have gardens, and have your gardens been part of the walks before? No.
No.
Interesting.
Well, actually, I have gardened all of my life. I think I was raised pulling weeds for my father, who was an avid gardener. When I bought a little two-flat in Old Irving, a small little backyard, I rototilled the whole yard, and it was flowers and herbs and vegetables all mixed, and it was a little paths through it, all this fancy stuff. I just loved gardening. And then I moved to the Gold Coast, and sadly, I do not have a garden at all. So this is such a joy to me. You know, the Garden Walk has over 20 gardens that we're exhibiting this year, and they are just gems.
Many of these people, both of you, Mimi and Margot, many of the people who open their homes, basically, garden
their
is
yards,
part of
yes.
their home, have been doing so for decades.
We have one garden that has been in the Garden Walk for 50 of its 58 years. And isn't that a wonder?
Yeah, that's something. My friend Yvonne Penn had her garden in the thing for many, many years. You know, what that shows is, as exclusive a neighborhood as the Gold Coast is, what has always impressed me about the Garden Walk is the utter friendliness and kind of open arms that these people exhibit, that's kind of would fly in the face of conventional thinking about an area like the Gold Coast. But you can speak to that, can't you?
Absolutely. You know, gardeners are just wonderful people.
That's a blanket statement. Every gardener is a wonderful person.
And I believe it absolutely. People who tickle the earth and make it laugh with flowers are wonderful people.
You don't have a garden, or do you?
I had gardens in the homes that we had, and I missed the garden. The idea, the fact that I couldn't have a garden upset me, so I became involved in doing the entire exterior of the building we're in and But dealing with a committee and in a building, a condo committee, was very, very sobering.
Don't you,
that was an experience.
You think, however, that the thing that distinguishes these gardens is the there many of them, if not most of them, are relatively small. I mean, someone in Lake Forest or Glencoe or Naperville would go, "That? What do you call that? A garden? That's crazy." What has always impressed me is the sort of artistic creativity that, you know, the slogan of the city of Chicago is Herbs and Horto, which means a city in a garden. These are gardens that you would not, under any circumstances, expect, I think, to find. That there's a secret element to them, don't you think?
Right, right. You had to be very selective in a small garden.
And creative, too.
And very creative, but extremely selective. And it takes probably a good 5 to 10 years to have the garden mature into something that a gardener is happy with. At least 5, 10 years, right?
At least.
Are there any people who I know there's some people who've been in this a long time, but are there any – I haven't met one who is sort of a typical one percenter who is, you know, some kind of egomaniac who demands that their garden be in. There is obviously a screening process. Is there not? When someone says, hi, I just bought this house and I just spent $8 million on my garden. Can I be in the garden walk? I suppose with some you'd have to say no.
Absolutely. And it's hard to say no to people who are excited about their gardens, but we have declined some of the gardens. But we have treasures. We have just some treasures there. And you know what's interesting is we'll have gardens in clusters where the gardens are right next to one another.
Right, right. You walk down a certain alley and you'll find three right next to each other.
And so the space is almost identical. But the garden is totally different one from another. So it's a wonderful show of how you can be creative in very different ways, one from the other.
It also is, Peg Callard, a real showcase for the neighborhood itself and the architectural styles and the inherent beauty of Burton and Goethe and Schiller and even Division LaSalle may lack certain charms of Burton Street. But that's another big thing for you, too.
Definitely. And we do have the architectural tours of these historic areas.
And an architectural tour is part of the whole thing, too.
Yes.
You offer those for people who want the garden plus kind of experience.
Yes, definitely.
Now, what made you crazy enough to become president of the association? Because I always think these jobs, these are sort of selfless pursuits. And one may think, well, it'd be really great to be president of the North Dearborn Gardeners and North Dearborn Association until you realize how much work is involved.
That's an interesting question, Rick, because they invited me and I said thank you, but I cannot. And then they came back and I agreed to do it.
Who is they?
The nominating committee.
It sounds like the Arm Twisters Club.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I think you grasped the whole idea. Yeah. However, the people who preceded me did such a wonderful job that my job stepping into it was easier than Mimi and Margot's because all these people still exist and still are very helpful to me. So.
Sure. Now, you two, stepping in, when did you actually become co-chairs? How long ago? About a year?
It was less than a year, but January of this year, 2016. And, you know, it has taken every minute of our time from January to now to get this garden walk to the point where we're happy with what we're going to present. And it's not only the gardens, but we have additional events like the architectural tour.
We're going to talk about all the additional events. Because of you, they now have gardening seminars.
That's right.
Which I don't care about. I'm never going to plant anything. But I think it's a great, great idea. Again, it takes place Sunday, July 17th. These ladies are going to be on all the way to 11th. I'm going to have them talk about specific, not the 11:10. Bergin Daris, the novelist, is out there. I'm supposed to be on at 10 o'clock. What are you people doing? We got to take a little break. You'll hear some more music, and then we'll be back with Mimi Winter, Margot Sanida, and Paige Callard, DearbornGardenWalk.com. Michael Miles on guitar, along with a number of his colleagues and friends, on a remarkable CD called A-Sides. Later in the show, before we leave at 11 o'clock, I'll pay you a couple entire numbers so you can get the whole gist of it. The Dearborn Garden Walk, ladies and gentlemen, takes place from roughly noon to 5 on Sunday, July 17th. You get a chance not only to wander the streets of the Gold Coast, but to go behind the facade of some of those remarkable buildings, many architecturally significant buildings, some very nice buildings, and see what I think of as the hidden gardens. Are you having this year, ladies, and with me are Mimi Winter, Maria Sanida. How's that? Did I get it? Sanida. Sanida.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've been struggling with it. And Paige Callard from the North Dearborn Garden Walk and North Dearborn Association. Am I right about this whole secret garden thing? I'm not romanticizing this.
Not at all. You know, if you walk on a typical day, if you would walk around any of these
streets,
buildings,
yeah,
and walk past their garden, you wouldn't see it because they have tall walls and solid gates. This is the only time they open those gates and allow people in.
Is there a theme? Some years you have a kind of, I guess they're called designer vignettes. Is that true?
Vignettes.
Me with my vast interior design experience. is that happening this year?
It is. It is. We have 5 gardens that are going to have vignettes. And, you know, they are created by these outstanding designers from Chicago. They're all local designers. These people donate their time and all of whatever they're using to enhance these gardens.
Well, all of this. You guys don't get paid to do this.
Not at all.
None of the people.
It's all fundraising.
Yeah, none of the people, you know, charge to come in the galleries. There is a charge to wander. Something like $30, I guess, $30 or $35.
Well, if you buy online, if you buy your ticket online early, it is $30. If you buy at the door, it's $35.
That would be DearbornGardenWalk.com.
That's
right. I just
right.
saved you all $5.
Absolutely.
And the thing is, that money all goes to support the organization, too.
Yes.
And many people, I have been on this tour where many people have offered me, not because they knew me, but just because I was on the tour, a cookie or a glass of wine. Some places over the years have said, here, have some wine. They're not doing wine anymore? They're not?
No, because we'd have to check IDs.
Well, that's so, right. That's right. One of the interesting things about it, ladies, is every year I've ever been there, you might think, the knee-jerk thought would be, oh, these are just old people who like to garden. The age range has ever been astonishing to me. It's everybody from little kids to teenagers to part of it is they get a look, a peek inside the Gold
Coast. Absolutely.
But the other part, and you three have to explain this to me, is the allure, because I'm not a gardener, the allure of that kind of natural beauty in the city. I sort of can sense the appeal of it. But what do you think it is?
The allure is to find a place, a safe haven, comfort, and just putting something together, the design of a space that you
the
can feel.
The design and the color, the textures.
Well, and the serenity, too. I think, you know, in a city that is this sadly screwed up in so many ways, there is a peacefulness about it. There is
absolutely a
serenity. And now, I'm not one of these spiritual characters, but there's something soul-calming about it. I'm romanticizing gardens.
I think that everyone who enjoys a garden has that sense of being with nature, and it's a very unique, calming, wonderful sensation.
Even people who don't garden, when they come into a garden space, a friend's home, realize that something special is going on, and they immediately settle down and relax and are calm. And if you give them a drink, they're even happier.
You know, so. Who isn't?
But there's also the reciprocity of people exchanging information.
See, that's the one of the other things that distinguishes the garden walk and why it truly is one of my favorite events of the summer, any time of year, is the interaction, the easy interaction you can have with the people who, other visitors, but also with the homeowners.
Well, yes, and this year we're having an addition to the normal garden walk. We have Ask the Experts. We have 10 master gardeners who will be stationed throughout the garden walk. And anyone walking through can ask them gardening questions about the garden they're in or about their own gardens. And these are master gardeners who have gone through the gardening classes through the University of Illinois Extension Master Gardeners Program.
This is why you're one of the co-chairs of this thing, isn't it? This was your idea.
Absolutely.
I think it's a great idea because I would hear people, you know, trying to get into conversations with some of the owners about how do you do this and how do you do that. I think that is the one element, and I think it's a great new element, that kind of educational. It's wildly entertaining.
Oh, yes.
The walk, but the educational aspect is going to make a lot of people very, very happy.
Well, I remember I lived in Arizona for 25 years, and I remember moving there.
All cactus all the time.
Right? Yes. Well, I moved there from Chicago, and I was devastated the first year because none of my plants survived. And then,
the desert. Yeah.
Then 25 years later, I moved back to Chicago, and I thought alyssum was a perennial because in Arizona it is. But of course, I lost all my alyssum.
Was it hard for you to? Was it hard for you to gather these experts, or were they more than willing to volunteer their time?
They were wonderful. They were wonderful. We just called the extension, the University of Illinois, and asked if they would volunteer some people to come and be our experts, and they said certainly. So we have 10 of the master gardeners, and we have Allie Corbett from Clarence David's Landscaping,
yeah,
and she is an award-winning landscape architect.
Yeah, I'm sorry I don't know her name, but this is not an area of my expertise.
Right.
You also have in some of the garden that traditionally over the years I've seen, you know, you'll have a, you know, someone playing a violin or someone doing something else. What else is good?
There are 23 gardens.
Wow.
And 8 of them are the garden hosts. The gardeners will be hosting a musician in 8 of the gardens.
That's pretty amazing.
So there are all kinds of instruments that they will be, you know, violins, flutes, cellos, saxophone.
And a banjo.
And a banjo.
I'm playing music tonight of the greatest banjo. Yes. I don't think it's Michael Miles, but he'd be a hard get for you
guys.
Yes,
I think so.
We have the most unique instrument we have is one from Africa called an mbira. imbeer on it.
Now, were you in charge of getting? Were you in charge of getting these entertainers?
Yes.
You seemed your enthusiasm is up there.
Well, I've done the music for the Garden Walk. I did it for many years, and then I turned it over to a student.
Well, that nice job, because I think that's another thing that all of a sudden you'll be walking down one of these little narrow entryways or through a house, in fact, in some cases, through part of a house, and you'll start to hear this music. That's why I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, my enthusiasm is genuine for this thing. I've gone for probably as many years as it's been going on. Mrs. Penn's, yeah, probably. Yeah.
All 60.
On and off. And when, you know, if
we also have an artist that has is donating her time and
what's she
the
doing?
Afternoon. She'll be drawing or painting.
She's setting up her easel in one of the gardens, one of the larger gardens.
This is great.
Yes.
This is absolutely great. You guys are filling some big shoes, but you seem to have filled them well.
Woody and Greg taught us well.
They are good guys.
Yes.
They are terrific. They have just...
Woody Olson and Greg Hodep, who...
Not only...
How many years did they do this?
No,
20
17.
Years?
17.
17 years. They were guests on one Rick Kogan show or the other for 17 years. You guys are filling their voices nicely, too.
Thank you.
Not only have they been there to give us advice, they also gave us 6 boxes of material that we have to sort through and try to figure out. We haven't even gotten to the bottom of half the
boxes.
It's
not like old bills that should have been paid.
No, just how to do this, where to get this, what to do with that, old plans. It's been an experience.
It's a great thing. Registration starts at 12:15 at the Latin School of Chicago.
And it's the Latin Middle School.
Oh, the little one.
The middle school, and it's located on North Avenue and Dearborn.
I went to Latin school, not those nice Latin schools, the crummy old Latin school at Scott and Stone Street. I am a child, ladies and gentlemen, of the Gold Coast, but, you know, wound up being priced out of there, my parents, when I was 2.
Ooh.
But I've always loved it. We'll be right back with these 3 lovely women. Tell what that tune is. That's Send in the Clowns, the great Stephen Sondheim tune. That's from Michael Miles's. You are getting the world premiere of his new CD. It's called A-Sides. You will get to hear more throughout the show. But now, Mimi Winter, Margot Sanida, and Paige Callard are here to tell you, if you don't know, if you haven't been convinced to go to the Dearborn Garden Walk, which starts Sunday, July 17th, it begins at the Latin School at Dearborn and North Avenue. You can register and buy tickets online at DearbornGardenWalk.com. You get a lot of information at DearbornGardenWalk.com. But, all right, ladies, it's your show.
Okay.
You have a Facebook page, too.
We
right?
do have a Facebook
and you
page.
And you've stolen gardening tips from experts around the world, and you offer them to people for nothing.
For nothing, nothing. We have been giving garden tips each week on our Facebook page, and it's been...
What is your Facebook page?
It's very well
received. DearbornGardenWalk.com.
DearbornGardenWalk.com, the North Dearborn Association.
Just Google. You'll find it. You'll find it on Facebook.
Absolutely.
You get those, and you have all these gardening experts there. You have all these musicians in various gardens. I'm sorry, how many did you say, Margo?
8.
8 different gardens have...
No, we're 22 gardens.
No, that I know. 22 gardens and 8 musicians in
right.
8, in
eight
of the 22.
An artist.
And an artist who's right. doing paintings.
And
maybe those seminars? Famous cookies and these 8 experts, right? 8 experts
right.
as
ten,
well.
Ten experts.
Wow. Well, maybe, who knows?
Those,
we've still got
those
a couple
numbers,
weeks.
Yeah. And so, one of the nice things is that when you come to the Garden Walk, you can choose your own path.
That's through, a good point. Good point.
Through the different, we have a map that shows you how
where
the different gardens are located. You can stay in a garden as long as you'd like, or you can revisit gardens up until closing, up until 5 o'clock. So if you want to go back and say, oh, I need a quick take a selfie with in front of that plant, you can go back and do that.
That's another nice thing. It's not like, you know, it is not. There's a freedom there where you're not being – the architectural tours are one thing, but you're learning something there. But there's a spontaneity, and your own person and your own feet take you from place to place, and there's a freedom in that.
Absolutely. And the kinds of gardens are so varied.
Talk about that. What do you mean?
Well, the first garden that's on our list is actually the Latin School's roof garden.
That's an interesting place.
Absolutely. And, you know, we're all interested in the ecological impact of plants on the planet. And
well, that's I'm not so much, but other most people are.
But
most people
that is
are.
A wonderful example of rooftop gardens. It is just a fantastic place to visit. And then we have full sun gardens. We have shade gardens. We have everything in between.
Well, one of the things, and one of the new interesting buildings, they just opened. Restoration Hardware is in a wonderful building that used to be known as the Three Arts Club, and they've renovated the outside of that building. And they probably just haven't gotten hip to the Garden Walk yet, but I'm sure they will eventually become a, if not a sponsor of the thing, at least an active participant. But they did a lovely job of fixing up that building. I mean, that building from the outside was getting
shabby. An atrium inside that is amazing.
Yeah. They have a nice rooftop. They've got a lot of nice stuff. So I'm hoping they will play a larger role in the North Dearborn Association and the Dearborn Garden Walk. Now, what are you ladies going to wind up doing on July 18th? you guys are going to be working 20 hours a day until then, are you not?
At least. I think it's 28 hours a day, it seems like. And I think on the 18th, we're both going to go sign up for a spa.
That's right. And we're leaving town.
Do you go around and check? Do you yourselves do like a rehearsal or a preview, private preview, where you walk around and make sure that people don't have, you know, strange, you know, statues of Mussolini in their garden or something?
We have almost 100 volunteers that work with us to help put this activity on. And we're connecting the different volunteers with the different gardens, with different activities. It is the kinds of coordination that it takes to put on this walk are amazing and very complex. We have our own garden experts that go around and check the gardens. I don't think Marco and I have been to all of them, but we've been to many of them.
You will undoubtedly you will be by
the 18th, we will have seen them all.
I think a lot of gardens came to us initially by word of mouth.
Sure.
Somebody will say, oh, this is a
Joe Schmo has a great garden. You should see this.
Take a look. Let's take a look at it. And gardeners are very happy to open their gardens to people and to talk about the...
They really are. There's a real... There's not just a sense of pride of place, meaning the Gold Coast and people feeling fortunate enough to live in that neighborhood, but to share it, too. That's what really makes me happy to be a Chicagoan, because it's not a gated community. I mean, it's like,
interestingly, speaking of the number of gardens we have, we want to keep the number at around 20, because otherwise people are frustrated.
Oh, yeah, because they'll miss out.
Right, they're going to miss. But I was looking at one of the gardens that was on the Garden Walk just last week, and I noticed the garden next door was absolutely beautiful. So I went and knocked on the door.
Let me in.
Yeah, let me in. Wouldn't you like to be part of this? And they said, oh, how lovely of you to ask.
Oh, that's great.
And so we added one more garden at the last minute.
That's great.
How many new gardens do we have this year?
You know, I'm not sure. Every
year. It's
22
or 23.
We have new gardens. New ones. And one of the gardens we have this year has never been open to the public before.
Don't tell me which one. I'll discover it on my
own. Okay.
That's one of the great joys. Thank you, ladies. Mimi Winter, Margot Sanita, and Pig Callard. DearbornGardenWalk.com. It's a tough job to fill the shoes of Woody Olson, Greg Hodep.
Absolutely.
You ladies have done an eminently perfect job.